This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Great drink mixes. Excellent drinks. Well done, Swift Energy. If you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST. It's really good stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. Really good stuff. Yum, yum. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of great stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there might be a Rockstar game classic coming to PlayStation Plus. The internet's going crazy. And Kingdom Hearts going to Steam? But we begin today with SVG.com, and apparently the fans were asking about GTA 6, but the answers that they got left more questions. So now we know when Take-Two is going to release GTA 6, but the fans had more questions about the game. So players have been worried about the game's price, and Take-Two Interactive did talk around the concerns that the fans did have. So the CEO, Strauss Zelnick, did get a little bit more in-depth about the game's pricing in the most recent earnings call, but it was not reassuring. In fact, Zelnick did say, quote, "Look, there's more content consistently being made available, and we're really aimed to deliver great value at any given time. But the fans are already bracing themselves for the $70 price, because Take-Two did raise the standard price of AAA titles from $60 to $70. And that included the release of NBA 2K21. In fact, Azura Zingzea, on Twitter was replying to Kotaku, quote, "It's one of the most anticipated games of all time. $70 for thousands of hours of entertainment is nothing, IMO. People can call Rockstar money grabbers and whatnot, but they don't spend years developing these games out of the goodness of their heart. They're still a business." Now, Grimjow Swagger Jack on Twitter also replied to Kotaku, quote, "Just when I thought my hope for a game couldn't go lower. We cannot let Rockstar push a terrible precedent." So it's all about the price, but some prices have already been made. PlayStation London Studio, according to IGN, did issue a heartfelt goodbye. Because back in February, Sony did announce a big time amount of layoffs. And that affected 900 staff, about 8% of the global PlayStation workforce. So, once again on Twitter, PlayStation London Studio said, "For over 20 years, London Studio has been home to some exceptionally talented and wonderful people in the games industry. As we close the doors, all we go forward to new adventures, we wanted to say a heartfelt thank you to all of our past and present players and colleagues who have supported us over the years. We've had one wild and wonderful journey." Now, Jim Ryan did issue an update on the blog post after that happened, and he did call it a, quote, "difficult day at our company." But he also said, quote, "These are incredibly talented people who have been part of our success, and we are very grateful for their contributions. However, the industry has changed immensely, and we need to future-ready ourselves to set the business up for what lies ahead. We need to deliver on expectations from developers and gamers and continue to propel future technology and gaming, so we took a step back to ensure we are set up to continue bringing the best gaming experiences to the community." So that they did say goodbye. But now I got two articles for you, because, okay, if you're a Patreon and you're in our Discord, you would see it from there too. Nintendo acquired Shiver Entertainment. So this will come from NintendoLife.com and VG247.com. So Shiver came from Miami, Florida, and was founded in 2012. So what is it going to mean for the studio? Well, according to VG247, they might have some more ports going to the games. So here's what Nintendo did say about this. Quote, "By welcoming Shiver's experienced and accomplished development teams, Nintendo aims to secure high-level resources for porting and developing software titles going forward, even after it becomes a part of the Nintendo group. Shiver's focus will remain the same, continuing commissions that port and develop software for multiple platforms, including Nintendo Switch. So, how will that help out Nintendo? We will keep our eyes on this one. Yes, yes. But that's not going to help out Kingdom Hearts. According to Rock Paper Shotgun, Kingdom Hearts is going to Steam next month. So, what is coming to Steam is Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 and 2.5 Remix, and the Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, along with Kingdom Hearts 3 and the Remind DLC. And they would say, well, it doesn't sound like much, but then you check out all the compilations quite a bit. And we know that Square Enix does like to bring up a big time storyline. And that would go with old Donald Duck and Goofy and Sora, King Mickey 2, all going to Steam. Or maybe they'll follow this game, because apparently a lot of people are going nuts over Indigo Park. So, okay. Rambly is the indie mascot for the horror hit Indigo Park, and they're developing a small cult following online, and people are showing their support to the purple raccoon. They made him a train conductor. So ever since Indigo Park's release on May 18th, Rambly Mania has been taking over the internet, and the fans are very happy about that face, that purple face of the horror amusement park. So very, very, very interesting indeed. And some people on Twitter were talking about it too. But PC Games N said that there's another game that's going around as well, and the game is called Survival Fountain of Youth. According to them, PC Games N, it acts like Far Cry Primal. So if you like that game, you might want to check that one out, which is out now. And the 1.0 release comes out today. So you might want to check that out. Now the BioWare veterans may now have a new sci-fi space RPG. And that's according to GamesRadar.com. And they're talking about Exodus. And you're going far, far into the future because you're a part of an alien humanity that took to the stars to discover some relics behind the ancient civilization, the Celestials. Now, there was a short story that was published today, and it showed how humanity has benefited from the Celestials themselves. But things have changed, so you might want to look into that. We'll end today with what could be coming to PlayStation Plus Premium. Well, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, that could be a Rockstar Games classic. So, Rockstar's done this before, and they put a classic game, which was Red Dead, on the PlayStation 4 in August last year. And it came with the Undead Nightmare DLC. Had a big time price to it of $50. So, the leak was founded by TimTendo12 on Reddit, and they also provided a screenshot, and they showed that it might be Red Dead. So we'll see if it is Red Dead Redemption or not. We'll be back with you tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.